The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, depending on where you are on our most lovely, lovely planet.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Oh, I know that already.
Yeah, I do too.
Where are you going?
We've got all these bugs.
Oh, we have stink bugs coming in our door.
It's that time of the year.
Shia just saved me from the stink bugs.
And I noticed that
they
a
were
screen door was partially open.
Ew.
And so I slid the slider closed so the bugs would not make it in here.
Bet you didn't know that.
There you go.
In case you haven't noticed, Shia and I finish each other's sentences, and we're not going anywhere except for here.
And we simo-speak from time to time.
We do.
Yes. What was I going to say? Matters not.
I have no clue.
We're not going anywhere.
Yes.
We're not going to try to change you or fix you.
We're not going to try to get you better or move you on to the next step in your life. We're simply being here.
To be here.
Oh, gosh,
this
what a
moment
relief.
Of now. You know, what if the pressures you put upon yourself to get to where you think you ought to be are all culturally derived and they've been programmed into you and you don't have to play in that program? What if there's a possibility outside the known? And you see, the problem is you're all so smart, you think you know everything there is to know. Or you think you know everything that there is to know.
Well, part of it is that you're smart and your mind runs forward. It is one of the terrific functions of the mind in a way that you can be driving, for instance, in a car and you recognize what a road is and you know where the turns are. And so your mind actually anticipates things, but it doesn't do you any good when listening to another person to anticipate what they're going to say, because as you rush forward, you fill in with what you know, and it's not necessarily what the person is saying.
Or about to say.
And even if it is similar, even if it is identical words, in this moment, if you're here for it, it is always new.
Simo speak.
It is true.
Listening. Most of us think most of the time, which takes us out of the current moment and into our thoughts about what was said. So we're always one step behind this moment of our lives. We're backed away from the window, if you will, you know, that the picture window of your life. You can either be far back thinking or you can have your nose right up against it. We are looking out into your universe as it's showing up.
Yeah. In this show, we're going to do our best to not give you food for thought.
I love it.
What we're going to do is be here. And if you listen, rather than listening to your commentary and your ideas and your thoughts about and your ideas of how to apply this so you can be a better you, if you simply listen without doing anything with what's being said, you'll fall into the moment. And that is a magic place where transformation happens as a byproduct.
But most of us don't think that being in the current moment could transform our lives. But that's because we've never been in the current moment.
we're busy getting somewhere. You
That's
know, today
right.
we had a couple of conversations with folks today. I had a lovely conversation with a lady earlier today, and she's so smart. She was so fast. She was so ahead, anticipatory. She was telling me how challenging it is on an interpersonal level just to be with friends because she's 10 steps ahead of them, plotting out where their life should go. There's no peace in that lifestyle. We have another conversation today with a wonderful guy named Brett, who was helping us on a website. He was part of a repairs department.
We were ordering some clothes, as a matter of fact.
New
a shirt.
Warm clothes for winter. And it was so wonderful being with him because we weren't going anywhere. It wasn't simply about getting the order over and done with. It was about
interacting with him like that's where our life was in that moment. You know, people are striving to get to what is important and they disregard the only thing that's important, which is the current moment.
Speaking
of the current moment, we've got a caller.
Let's take her.
Janelle.
Jonalyn.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
You'll excuse my dyslexia, Jonalyn.
No, not a problem at all. Thank you for having me. I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's wonderful having you on the show. We got to meet you in person at a Monday about a month ago, and it's so nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you, and likewise. Well, my question today is something that happened at work. Which goes with the topic of today's discussion, and it has to do with my boss. We have these sort of initiative-type conversations where her big thing is always, you know, to me and to the rest of our team, I'm actually her second. She's the director, I'm the assistant director, and it's always about everyone taking initiative. And so yesterday, she actually left some things in my office, some uniforms, to go out. Although she didn't communicate any of that to me, I immediately, I left it there. And when I came in later on, she actually said, you know, I thought you were going to take the initiative to send these items out. And immediately when she started speaking, I just noticed I did shut down, and I noticed that I was finding myself waiting to, you know, answer, even though I was going in and out of, you know, being present and really listening to her. But I believe that with my boss, speaking of her, is that it's because it's the same conversation, you know, almost daily for the last couple of years. So I find it, you know, rather challenging, you know, when dealing with her, especially being regarding the uniforms that should have gone out just few days before that, I did send out some items to be repaired, and she had let me know that no, they shouldn't have gone out. You know, my intention was something else, and so here it is. You know, just a couple of days later, she's expecting me to almost like read her mind.
Slow down for a minute, Jonalyn.
Can I interrupt you for a moment, please?
Yes.
You know, you got to stop making your boss wrong.
Yeah.
That's a great place to start.
That's the beginning. If you can catch that you've got a complaint about her, I don't know what the specific complaint is, but it's been around for a long time, this complaint. Now,
right. The
first principle of instantaneous transformation says anything you resist, you don't like, you don't want, you wish would be different.
You judge.
Will stick around, will continue, and will plague you and dominate your life. That sounds a bit like your relationship with your boss, don't you think?
I do. And, you know, Shia, it's funny you said that because I did, after what I found is when I was speaking with her, I saw that she became a lot more present than me. I just saw that she was really engaged and really listening to me. And then she actually empathized, and she was like, oh, you know what, I understand. You know, yeah, I did kind of jump down your throat the day before. I understand where you were at. And then I felt guilty because I felt like I was making her wrong, you know, and I resisted.
Well, what you don't realize, my dear, is that you still are making her wrong.
Yes.
It's an undercurrent in your conversation with us. Whether you realize it or not.
Let's go through the other two principles for a moment, and we'll slow down a little bit, and then we'll talk more about the situation itself, okay? So the second idea is that in any given moment, your boss can only be exactly as she is and can only communicate the way that she does.
Right.
And, of course, you can only have the reaction that you have, etc. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
And the third principle is that anything you see without judging completes itself in the moment you see it. So if you could see that you're judging or having a battle with your boss in your thoughts and not judge yourself for that, but actually see it, it will end.
Yes.
Then we can expand on the idea of initiatives. And I'll give you, taking initiative. I'll give you an example. We have some wonderful staff, one of which we often talk about on the show, Christina, because she's often here on Wednesdays. And one of the things I do is when things come into the office on days when she's not here, I set them in front of her desk with the expectation that she'll handle them when she comes in. There's certain things like insurance things that come in, or we consult a high school in the Bronx, and there are certain things that need to be done, invoicing, etc. So I have the expectation that she will handle it. However, part of taking initiative is if something crosses her desk and she's not certain what my expectation is, she asks. It's like, do you want this sent out now, or would you like me to make an email? What do you want me to do with this? Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you X. Part of taking initiative is if you're not clear, not guessing, but she manages me, so she feels smart, I feel smart, and everything gets done, but she's not fighting with me. An assistant director isn't less than director. It's simply, she's an extension of me, so that there are like two of me working in the office.
And it's been our experience that if you give your boss, and this is in general, for this applies across the board, not just to you, Jonathan, but if you give your boss exactly what they request, you're basically creating a second them out there doing what they want done. But most people feel that they have to improvise or
show their independence.
And improvisation isn't necessarily independent. It's doing what's requested as though it was your idea to do their idea the way they want it. And that makes everything easy. But you see, if you are having an internal conversation that's in complaint about how your boss is doing it or saying it, and this applies to so many people out there, you can't believe how normal this is.
But also what's wonderful is hearing your voice as you're relaxing around the ongoing fight that came from who knows when, who knows where, could have even been a legacy from a different boss you had. It doesn't really matter.
A different boss called Mom.
Right. Yes, that's true. And that is, I'm absolutely correct. And I was beating myself up because, as I said, I did notice that I was right and I'd rather be alive. And I kind of then wanted to undo it and, go back to her and say, I apologize. I wasn't really listening. Even though I was in and out, I clearly wasn't. I didn't. And so, yeah, and that's absolutely right. And, what you said also, Ariel, about taking initiative, that's exactly what she said. You know, I expect that, you know, I mean, you know it should be done. You know where I was going with this. So I expect you to either send it out or ask for clarification. And I know that. And it's so, yeah.
Yeah, I'd get interested in all the ways you don't like to be told what to do. Shia really hit on it when he was talking about most of us want to be independent. So even if we work for somebody, they give us something to either be sent back or we should come back to them for clarification. And we're like, no, don't tell me what to do. Yeah, yes. You know, I know we only got to meet you briefly. I'm sincerely hoping that you'll come back at some point for a weekend. I think you would really, really enjoy it.
You should bring your boyfriend, Danny.
Yeah, tell him hi.
Yes, we're actually talking about it. We're hoping to make the December workshop. December 4th. So, yes, we'll definitely be back.
Well, Christina, our assistant, would be happy to help you guys with a place to stay. I know you have family in town, but if not, we can help you out with that. And for our listeners, in case you're wondering, the course that she's thinking of coming to is the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer Seminar, December 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
And
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, one more thing, Jonathan, be kind to yourself.
Really?
And I don't think you necessarily have to go back now and go back in and apologize. Just move forward now and listen.
Move forward. I'll do exactly that.
Awesome. Right,
thank you so much, Shia and Ariel. All right, have a good day.
You too.
You're so welcome. We have another caller holding. It's Adam. You with us, Adam?
Yep, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi. Where are you calling in from?
New York City. At City, the bank. So
you're in City. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. On the topic, I know that already. I think it's funny because, well, I thought it was, it resonates with me because I so regularly like to jump forward to where I think things are going. And I saw it happen actually just before this call. I work in support for computer systems, so we actually had someone call and say they had an issue. I called them. And before they even told me what was wrong, I said, I already think I know what it is, you know, just by judging the parameters of what he said already. And I was completely off base, like, to the point that, like, I just had to listen and look at what was going on.
Well, can I tell you
a little humbling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. because I basically had to say, oh, I don't know. I completely came from it from a different angle.
I have something in particular to tell you about that, but we need to take a break here shortly, so it'd probably be better if we talk about it after the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back with Adam.
Shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. Hey, we're doing a weekend workshop in New York City this weekend coming up. It's called Say Yes to Your Life. You know, if you look and tell the truth, most of our interactions with how our lives show up is, I wish it were different, or I wish it were better, or I wish I had more. So see if you can allow yourself the honor, privilege, to join us for this weekend. It'll be worth it. I don't care where you have to come from. We travel all over the planet. People travel all over the planet.
They come in from as far away as Hong Kong, so you can't get much farther away than that.
Right. That's a long trip for a weekend in New York.
Or from Sydney, Australia,
but
or
people
from Malaysia.
Do that. Right. So we invite you, if you're interested in having your life be miraculous, to join us.
Absolutely. You can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can see the courses. You can register there. And we'd be honored to have you.
Yes.
Also, coming up is the Speak Up courses. That's more for people who are in a travel-in area because it's on three successive Thursday nights. I'm working with a wonderful speech coach, Susan Finch, and we're leading on the first three Thursdays in November a course called Speak Up. And something Susan said about our Mondays, she was speaking on Monday night this past week, about how our courses are master classes in listening. And they really are, because when you listen, you have the ability to be here and be here for other people, and you can also listen as you're speaking so you know whether or not your message is getting across. You can find out more about all of our courses at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking that, you know, I went to college,
mm-hmm.
and I spent quite a bit of time and energy and money learning things that were mostly not
applicable
in my normal life afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I never took a course in listening
mm.
or in being in the current moment of my life or in being satisfied and having well-being in my life. And, you know, our courses are based in living your life in real time.
Rather than thinking about it.
Right. Not plaguing yourself with thoughts about how you should have or could have or would have been in your past or how you should be in the future. You know, you don't really have to rehearse for your life if you're here for it.
And you also don't need to shunt everything off into, I know that already. Oh, I know that. I know that.
It's
you get
funny.
To be here.
We were in a doctor's office on Monday, and there was a fellow there, and he asked me what we did. And I said, well, we teach courses on living in the moment. And he said, oh, I know that.
I've known that for 28 years.
Yeah, I've been doing that ever since I joined AA. And now every day is new.
Well, which may be true that every day is new.
But every moment is new if you're here for it.
Adam, you still with us?
Adam?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, We didn't lose you, huh?
No.
I'm assuming from how you structured what you said before that when you called this individual back who you're supporting with computers, that you got some kind of message from him either via text or email or something that he was having a problem. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had problems with my computer. I got up very early this morning to do some work, and our
cable was out.
Yeah, our modem, our wireless was not working, so I couldn't access the internet. And I did the things that they say to do, and I couldn't get it to work. So I called up Comcast and spoke with an individual. And he could have very easily said, oh, I know what the problem is. But it was very important that he listened so that I emptied out what was going on inside my thought process so I could be there to hear what he had to say. It takes less time if you listen to people.
Yeah.
You're thinking. That's going to take a lot of time. What are you thinking about? I hate to ask you that question.
I'm reflecting. I guess I'm reflecting back on it.
Like, but see, that's the point. You're reflecting rather than listening.
Right.
You know, just listening doesn't have you have to defend yourself or try to get anywhere. It's not about whether you did it right or didn't do it right. I'm sure people give you lots of information when they write you the details of what's going on. But if you're not willing to listen, if you're defended, if you're thinking, if you're trying to get it over with, it's going to take you a lot more time because what you resist persists and takes longer.
You know, Adam, you could trick yourself by getting interested in what they're saying.
Okay.
You're still thinking.
I know.
Okay was
out of sync.
Out of sync with what I said.
Which tells us that you're not listening, you're thinking. It's almost as if you're texting while talking because you're making notes to yourself. You're having a separate conversation with yourself.
And you're trying to gather information for the future so you don't do that again.
Right.
You want to put it into a
system
where you know the answer rather than being here.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, where was I going? I was going somewhere, and I had to speak with somebody about some problem. Oh, I was going to the garage for my automobile, my truck, that there was something wrong with it, and I was on my way there, and I started thinking about what I was going to tell them was the problem. And then I realized I don't have to do that. I don't have to rehearse what I'm going to say. I can wait till I get to where I'm going, and I'll know what to say in that moment. See, you think you have to figure everything out already.
I do. I often rehearse things before I approach people.
Yes. Well, maybe you should try something uniquely different. Try actually being there and seeing what's requested if you listen. See, you put a pressure on you to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
To say it right. To look good.
Hey, you're coming to this weekend seminar, aren't you?
Yep.
I
am.
I give you a challenge. First of all, that was the first in real-time answer that you gave. That was great. I give you a challenge to not rehearse, to not have to know, to not say it right, to just engage. And, you know, if your verbalization of things is unwieldy, who cares? Give yourself license to make some mistakes. You're good.
Yeah.
Even your okay is good. Give yourself license, Adam. You know?
Yeah, to relax into being okay being you.
Okay.
We're going to have some fun.
It feels, I feel more relaxed just hearing that. So.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
Yeah,
you know we don't want you to be a certain way. You want you to be a certain way.
You know, a theme is emerging with journaling and with you, and what I've noticed in myself in the last couple of days, you know, the amount of pressure people put on themselves to do it right. I'm currently putting together my photos and all the information for the calendar we're publishing for next year. And yesterday was a little more stressful with it. And Shai said, stop trying to do it right. Just do it. You don't have to have anybody's approval, not even your own. And I went up there today and I am having fun. It was like night and day.
Thank you. I appreciate your listening to what I said.
Rather than confetting, I know that. Come on, I know that. I teach it. I know that. Come on. Stop talking to me.
Right.
Cool.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in today.
You're very welcome.
Hey, have a great rest of your week. We'll see you Friday night.
Yep, see you Friday night.
Okay,
all right, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we have another caller, Eric.
Looks like also in New York City. Where are you, Eric?
In Soho, Lower Manhattan.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just a blanket thank you. My life since coming to seminars and Monday nights in Costa Rica has just been a miracle. I feel like I'm living something I didn't think was possible. And I can't urge people enough to come to a Monday night and come to a seminar. Things happen there that are inexplicable and are magical.
Here's the thing. You said something really good in what you just said, aside from complimenting our seminars.
Thank you.
But what you said was that you discovered things that you couldn't imagine. And your life has shown up like you couldn't have imagined it could be so good or so easy.
Right.
That happens because, see, what we do is we filter, we, all people, filter the current moment of our lives through our past experiences. And that happens because we think about how things relate. Interestingly enough, if you discover how to access and live in the current moment of your life, you don't have to think about how to live your life.
Yes.
Life starts being obvious. You know, the dishes in the sink are asking you to wash them.
It is, you know, it's everything from the mundane of walking by where we keep the cat litter box. Holly, my fiance and I live together and we have a cat. When you walk by and you notice it's starting to smell, it's time to empty it out and refresh it. And
we have another suggestion.
You don't wait till it smells.
Right.
See,
what you're describing is still reactive.
Right. Okay. We're suggesting that you look and see what your universe needs before it calls upon you.
Got it. Okay.
I'll tell you something. Wow. If you scoop it out and clean it up before it gets to the point where you register it as smelling, it's going to be an easier thing anyway. Your mind goes, oh my God, that means I'll have to do it more often. No, you just do it before it's problematic.
Right. Gotcha. Well, you know, I was listening to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I hear what you're saying. I know it already. And I was hearing the other callers talk about business, and all I could think of was actually intimacy. And how that has gotten so much better. And I know it, which then can cause,
By the way, you're breaking up a little bit, Eric. I don't know if you're moving around where you are. At least on this end, you are.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying the I know it gets between you and intimacy?
Yes. I mean, literal physical intimacy.
Ah.
You know, well, you got us stumped here for a moment, because I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, you know, in intimate acts, when someone, how do we put it, when you're being given feedback, I notice that I had a thought, well, I know what I'm doing. To be able to put that aside and do what's requested, literally, just made everything so much better.
So are you talking about when you and Holly are making love, if she says, I prefer it done this way, your automatic response is, well, I know what I'm doing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
But what I find so interesting is how embarrassed you are about the natural function of having sex.
Yeah, I'm definitely prudish.
Right, and that's great that you see it. If you see it, it'll start to dissolve. But it's almost as though you're tongue-tied and talking about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, I heard a really Henry David Thoreau quote yesterday about how in order to speak up, there really need to be two people, one to speak up and one to listen. And if you are actually listening to Holly, then she's probably not going to have to speak up as much, because you will register it in the nuances of how she's being with you. But Shai and I, even now, after 33 and a half years together, from time to time, we will verbalize things that we would like or like to be done differently, because, hey, it's pleasure and we may as well have what feels best.
What we want.
No, I think I have a young person's idea of what it is to be a great lover. To be a great lover, you can do things with instruction or without that feedback. You just know what you're doing. And I think that's probably just a young person's view and has nothing to do with the reality.
Well, it's not just young persons. It's something that's propagated in all the movies we've ever seen.
Right. So we have an idea that we know what we're doing.
That nobody ever fumbles or is premature ejaculating or is having difficulty orgasming, or they know what to say, what to do, how to do it. And generally, they're always ripping each other's clothes off.
Right. Yeah, that sounds right.
You know what I really love? I love that when Shai and I get together and we make love, it's different. I don't know that already.
Each time is a unique and different experience.
You know, sometimes I'm amazed that it feels like my hands are doing something slightly different, or my mouth or my body. Like, the movements are unique. They're not the same. And I find that endlessly fascinating and exciting and lovely.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All it takes is being here. And guess what? We need to go to a break.
Hey, we'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes.
We want to thank our listeners all over the world.
You know, our top listeners for the month of September. Okay, I may butcher this.
We're going to butcher this, but
it's Hamburg, Deich,
in Germany.
And I don't know Calgary, if it's Deich or Deich, but whatever.
And Calgary, Canada.
California and Texas. Those are our top areas. Thank you all wherever you are. And, you know, if you're enjoying this show, share it with your friends. You can share it on Facebook. You can text it. You can tweet it. Feel free. Also, reminder for those of you who will be listening live in the UK and in Germany and the rest of Europe, we'll be airing 1 hour earlier, just like this week, next week as well, because we don't have daylight savings time yet in the U.S. So if you're listening live next week, tune in 1 hour earlier at 5 o'clock in Europe and 4 o'clock in the U.K. All right.
We were speaking with Eric.
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, we know you're getting married soon, so enjoy the ride between now and then rather than trying to get there.
Thank you very much.
It will come exactly at the right time.
Thank you.
And you know what? This is really perfect for you to have it all be new rather than jumping back to comparing it to what you already know, because we know that you've been married before and divorced, and so it's easy for the mind to pull from the past and compare and go back and all of the disappointments we have in our lives.
And Eric, you're a different man these days than you were when you were married to the other people that you were married to.
And you know what? Those relationships were perfect.
Yes. Yes to all of that. Thank you.
Because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have this now. And this is pretty exquisite.
It sure is.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
We have another caller.
Let's take him.
Peter.
You with us?
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Hi.
Thanks for holding, Peter. We know you held for a while there.
Oh, no, I love to listen to the show just while I'm already on the phone, so I don't have to worry about calling in.
It's excellent.
You know, something really funny happened when Joan Lynn said, I think she was signing off, and she said, thank you, Shia and Ariel. And it really made me perk up and listen, because I always hear Ariel and Shia, Ariel and Shia, and just to hear it differently made me really be much more present, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Just an aside. But I wanted to also thank you. Just listening to the show from the beginning has really just brought me back to the present, because I spent a lot of the last few days getting ahead. I'm working on a book project and working on it every day, and it just trying to do it right and feeling like I should know how to do this. And just this is getting me back into myself and into the current moment, and it just feels so nice.
Well, you know, it's great because I gave Ariel the same advice that she just said, which is to you're already fine. You've done your life brilliantly up until now. Even those things you think weren't brilliant were brilliant because they got you here. So
right.
Relax and enjoy where you are and stop worrying about getting somewhere better, because this is it.
Getting anyone's approval, including your mother's.
I told her that too, by the way.
That's why I'm repeating it. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's funny. It doesn't matter who we have as our archetypes, and it doesn't matter if they're alive or dead. They're oftentimes, when people are doing activities, particularly of a creative nature, it's like there's a split. You're not simply doing them. There's an overlay of trying to get somebody's approval, everything from the past. It's all overlaid like a filter rather than simply being there and enjoying the moves and the project. And I have to tell you, today has been a blessing. I have not formally ever been trained in Photoshop, which is where I've been, in Creed Design Suite. And I've been finding things in there about how to change colors and channels and make things different. In a totally intuitive way, I've done things better than I've ever done them. And all it took was getting here.
Wow.
It's as if I took a masterclass between yesterday and today in my abilities to navigate this system, because I'm here and I'm looking and I'm seeing.
Right.
You know, I know that Eric mentioned Costa Rica. I'm really glad you're coming to Costa Rica, Peter.
Oh, because I can't wait. I was thinking about it today.
You're going to have to wait.
I know.
Because we don't go till January.
I know. That's me getting ahead.
Yeah, that's true. You are so responsible in getting down and completing things, and you have an incredible blog, and you have lots of followers and people who clients and people who admire you. And there's something so wonderful in disengaging. And part of it for me was not only that Shia gave me such brilliant advice, but yesterday I had an appointment out, and I had all of these things to complete on my plate, but I went out and I was actually an hour early for my appointment, so I took a walk, and just letting go of everything and enjoying myself where I am cleared the slate. So if you've lost your sense of humor, chances are
you're not being here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have. And I even was thinking, like, the last couple of days, like, I love to write, and it's so much fun for me. And this, like, what I'm writing feels very dry and academic. Like, that's not my voice, usually.
Well, it also may, you know, I got up at 5:30 this morning to write, and I wrote something, and I had the idea that it was a little dry and academic until Shia came out at about 6 and sat down, and I said, let me read it to you, and he started tearing up. So I thought my idea and the reality may be different.
Great point. That,
it may be that I tear up over everything.
Maybe it was allergies. Yeah.
You know, also, I think you know that I just had my 35th high school reunion, and that pulled me back into that world of, like, have to do it right, have to do it special. You know, it has to be great. It can't just be.
Well,
it has
Peter,
to be extra special.
Peter, you see, that's rather sophomoric, that whole reality. But it is the reality of most people in the world that they have to compete to prove that they've gotten somewhere or are somehow special or are somehow better.
Have you read our book, our newest book, Practical Enlightenment?
Yes.
For those of them who haven't, there's a really wonderful chapter in there written by me, called I Came Face to Face with God and Was Humbled, about my experience in actually meeting a person who wasn't trying to be special and wasn't trying to get anywhere, and he wasn't super intelligent. He didn't have all the bells and whistles.
Right? Hmm? You were in a restaurant, like a Thai restaurant or something?
Yeah, an Indian restaurant.
Indian.
Yep. I would go back and read that chapter just for fun. Because it's sweet, and you're sweet. And when you try to compete, you lose that, you get that.
You lose your sweetness when you're trying to prove you're better or special. You know, we're all...
And the joy goes right out the window.
You betcha.
Right, and we're all special. Each one of us is special. We don't have to prove our specialness.
Proving your specialness,
you become ordinary and normal.
Because everybody or the majority of people are proving, so then you obliterate what's special about you.
Right. Mm. Words of wisdom.
Well, you know, you say you went to your high school reunion. And a few years ago, I looked up on the internet on, I don't remember where it was, but I saw a letter that somebody I went to high school wrote, and he had become very successful, changed his name, moved to California, became a producer of movies, and he was trying to get back in touch. Oh, remember, my high school website. And he was trying to get back in touch with the kids that were the cool kids when I was growing up. And you know the cool kids? They weren't all that cool.
We were all just insecure, everybody.
That's right. And so here he's looking for these people to try to now become friends with because he's become successful at life. But he doesn't feel successful. He needs to go back to find something that says he's still okay. And I almost wrote him, but I wasn't one of the cool kids, so I figured he wouldn't want to hear from me. And I didn't want to intrude.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Hey, tell people, Peter, what your blog is.
Blog is, it's a sewing blog. It's called Male Pattern Boldness.
Is that like .com?
It's mailpatternboldness.com or .blogspot.com. Either one should take you there.
Male pattern boldness as opposed to baldness. And Peter is so, so talented. And it's fun to see. So
thank you. It's a joy. It's fun, which is why, you know, when writing a book doesn't feel equally as fun, I feel like I'm doing something, you know, this is not right.
Well, not true, though.
Yeah, and a friend of ours, his name is Alan Cohn, and he's written many, many
books.
More
than 20.
And he said, if it's not fun, I don't do it. And that's a really good mantra, if you will, to live one's life by.
I'll tell you part of the reason why writing your book has stopped to be fun. You're trying to get it done. Rather than if it's not fun, you move away from it and come back to it when it's fun. And trusting yourself, you'll get it done.
Yeah, don't try to get it over with.
Well, setting these arbitrary deadlines like, okay, I'm going to have the first chapter by Friday. I'm going to have it by Monday. I'm going to have it by Wednesday.
We're getting toward the end of the show, but I just have to tell you, the reason I got up at 5:30 this morning is I had an appointment with my friend Mena, and I'd promised to send her something. And I promised to a friend of mine I'm not going to break. So it made it very easy, and I did something quite beautiful, and then I sent it off, and then I discovered that she had a work emergency and couldn't be there anyway, and I was so happy because I did it for me, not for her. But in concert with friends, sometimes for me, or most times for me, is a lot more fun. So it's just a possibility.
Yeah,
fun.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
We're going to have to end the show.
So shortly. But next week's show, by the way, is called Ignite Your Passion. I'm very excited that we're doing it.
And if you've enjoyed our show, please tell friends about it. You can share it. You know, this internet thing is pretty amazing. And you can just send people our address for the show and share it with them.
By the way, this weekend course coming up and the one in December that Jonalyn was talking about will fulfill your prerequisite if you want to come with us to Costa Rica in January. We have very, very few spaces left. In fact, we're full, but we have some wiggle room. So if you'd like to join us, you can find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Thank you so, so much for being with us today.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Come back next weekend.
Don't miss
being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.